Hey, welcome to the Quick Fast Podcast, where you don't know who you are.
And neither do we. Hello there, number nine.
Greetings, good sir.
Good to see you again.
Likewise.
I assume things are well?
Well, I'll tell you what. Turning over some new leaves.
Nah, I think I know why.
Why is that?
It's a new year.
God damn.
That's what people do. I've never really understood the bold proclamation for New Year's. You know, like, it's 2013. I'm going to be the best person ever all of a sudden. It's
yeah.
Like, listen, you can't go from shitty person to great person just because you flip the calendar.
You should just try to be pretty good all day and be satisfied with that. One thing I was going to say at the end of the year was tell people I'd like to get like a dollar every time I read the word chapter for the entire month
New
of
chapter,
December and
yep.
half of January. And I wouldn't actually have made much money. I was disappointed.
Really?
But really, I'm used to a lot of people being like, whole new thing.
Yeah.
Whole new. I could start fresh.
Yeah. That's the magic of it. And I do like it for that. People go, there is this arbitrary thing where people are like, listen, it's a new year. I'm doing new things.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you the ability to kind of cut loose and break free from your past ties, I suppose. Although you have that ability every day.
Yeah.
There is something nice about that part of New Year's, the fresh start. Someone asked me what my resolution was, and I said to try and be a little bit better all the time.
Yeah, that's a good resolution.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I've adopted as my lifestyle over the last year or so. But, yeah, people go crazy with the New Year's resolution. I think the losing weight or quitting smoking is a good one.
Yeah, but I don't think it holds up. But it's a good effort. It's good to try. I mean, it's kind of funny to make fun of everyone that's not... because the gyms are always full on New Year's
right
Day
after.
And following and all that.
People are on diets all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And how long do they last?
Yeah.
Probably till Easter, I bet, is about
Tops.
The average. I bet that's the average for most people. You make it maybe to Easter with your new resolution.
And then you get to Lent. Some people give stuff up for Lent if you're Christian. I don't know if all Christians do it. And it's like they give up chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good for you. Christ is up there with a big old smile on his face because you gave up fucking chocolate.
More for you.
For 40 days. Yeah, I love candy.
Listen, he died for the sins of all mankind. The least you could do is save him a Dove bar.
I'm thinking you ought to cut yourself or something a little bit every day for 40 days. Bleed a little. He bled, supposedly.
You should build a crucifix in your home and attach yourself to it for like a few hours a day.
Just not even with the nails. Just do rope.
Yeah. Well, that's what they did. They did rope.
Oh, no. They nailed him.
Well, but he was roped. Everyone who was crucified had a rope.
Well, he probably had some rope.
The nail wouldn't hold you.
No, they did it through the upper wrist.
Rope,
radius
buddy.
Ulna, buddy.
I just heard a thing about this the other day.
Dude.
Crucifixions were done with rope. The nail was for added effect.
Sometime. I was raised Catholic.
Okay,
the real Christians were, you know.
By the way, it may be a rough time a year to go out and say this, but the more I keep learning about the history of religion, the more I get convinced that Catholicism is the biggest crock of shit ever.
Get out of here.
I'm sorry. I know you were an altar boy, and I know you're very, very tight.
Very tight.
With your priest.
You could break a toothpick off in
but
my
the,
sphincter.
The, all Catholicism was a political party. That's all it was. It was a tool to manipulate governments and people.
No,
and
the Pope is a descendant of Peter. Peter was the first Pope. Saint Peter.
Yeah.
Jesus's guy.
Yeah.
You know, his number nine, mm-hmm. number three, whatever, depending on what
he was number nine's number three.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. I don't want to.
You
talk
can start
about
the Church
Catholicism.
Of me if I die.
Really?
Nah, just let it go.
The Church of Podcast.
Just let it go.
The Church of Pod.
Like a fart in the wind.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a New Year's resolution to talk about, but I do have a New Year's tale to discuss, which I think you're going to find interesting. I've never mentioned this before.
All right.
So, I think me and my best friend at the time were 19 years old. And we had an older friend who happened to be 21, and we never really did a lot of drinking, and we decided this New Year's, we were going to party.
All right.
So we go with our older friend to the local grocery store, And it's in a decently sized town, about 20, 30,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to the grocery store, and we're walking through the grocery store, and we're picking out champagne and stuff, as though we had any idea what we were buying. We had no clue, you know, what anything was.
Right.
But we decided we're getting some champagne, and we're drinking for New Year's. Well, my friend and I had this bad habit of messing around when we were in stores. We used to go to Kmart and race the little kids' bikes versus each other.
Oh, that's fun, yeah.
Yeah, we would do stuff like that. Well, anyhow, I don't remember all of it, but I remember walking through an aisle and getting a big thing of diapers thrown at the back of my head from my friend.
Yeah.
Which was funny.
Well, diapers, you're not going to hurt the diapers. No, the diapers,
right, 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 right. Well, anyhow, this draws the ire of a few people that are working at the grocery store. It was a Kroger. And some of the people working were like 20-year-old girls.
Yeah.
So I figured, no big deal. What the hell do they care? Because most 20-year-old girls don't give a fuck about what's going on. Right.
Stop.
Right. And I always put the shit back when we would throw stuff at each other. I would put it back. So I put the diapers back or whatever. Okay, anyhow, we're getting ready to check out, and we go up with our friend, and we've never done this before. So we got this cart full of booze, you know, and our friend's buying it. And so we go up, and the lady's like, I need to see all of your IDs. And we're like, no, you don't. And she's like, yes, I do. And I go, no, no, you don't. I go, he's 21. He's buying alcohol. He showed you his ID.
Right.
And she's like, no, I need all of your IDs. I go, listen, you're not getting my ID. You're not getting his ID. He's buying it. And you have to let him buy the alcohol he wants to buy.
I like your conviction.
Well, I didn't know anything, and it was probably a bad move to even be there with him, because we looked young, we were young, and it was just a bad idea. But we didn't know how to do this shit.
Yeah.
And so our friend is buying the alcohol, and she sells it to him, and she goes, fine, if you won't show me your ID, I'll call the police, and you can show it to them. I'm like, whatever. He's 21. He's buying the alcohol. We can do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a little nervous, and we were in my friend's pickup truck. So we go out to the parking lot. We leave. He buys the stuff, and because we were getting into it with her. We're like, whatever, we'll just leave. He's buying it, blah, blah, blah. And we told her it was for our parents, that they sent us, mm-hmm. and he was the only one 21, so he had to buy it. They were having a party, which my friend came up with. It was a very good cover.
That's good enough. Yeah. I wouldn't buy it now, but...
Well, whatever. So we go out to the pickup truck. He comes out with a cart full of champagne. It's like $150 worth of $8 to $10 champagne.
It's all champagne?
It's all champagne.
Oh, you're going to be throwing up.
Oh, there was some headaches. But we don't know what we're doing.
No.
And so he comes out and he goes, listen, I'm never doing that shit again. He's like, the look on her face as she was ringing me up was like she wanted to kill me. And he's like, and she said she's calling the cops. So we need to leave. So the chick comes out and she sees us in the truck with him and she's like, I knew he was buying that for you guys. I'm calling the police, blah, 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 blah. And we're like, whatever, bitch, leave us alone. And nice. I'm pretty sure my friend called her a bitch.
Nice.
But she was being kind of a bitch in his defense. You know, the guy's 21, sell him the booze. He showed you the ID.
It's not your
responsibility. You're not God. We picked up the diapers.
Yeah.
So we get ready to leave and I go, okay. She saw the truck we're in. She got the license plate. She's hounding us. She obviously has a problem. We need to ditch this booze because we're going to get pulled over in town by one of these cops. It's a long town. The town is very long north to south. And we had to go all the way from the north side all the way through the south side.
Mm-hmm.
And there's cops in town all the time. So I'm like, we got to get rid of this booze because we're going to get pulled over in this truck. So the idea that I came up with, which my friend was just talking to me about the other day, and we were cracking up, was that we drove behind the Kroger, and there was a little cul-de-sac, kind of this private neighborhood, and mm-hmm. there was about 3 feet of snow, because there was a recent snowstorm, but it was piled up from the snowplow in the cul-de-sac. And it's late at night, it's like 11 o'clock, it's a couple days before New Year's, and I go, all right, we're burying this shit. So we hop out, we get to like the deadest spot we can find, we bury $150 worth of $8 champagne bottles in the snow.
Good idea, because you're going to chill it.
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong? It'll be nice and cold later. And then we don't have it on us, and we can come get it whenever, I'm thinking. So we ditch it, we drive through town, we end up not getting pulled over, and we make it back to my friend's house, and it's like, all right, we got to get that booze eventually. And I was like, yeah. Well, the kid who bought it for us, the guy who was 21, he wanted nothing to do with it.
Right, he was out.
He's like, I'm done. So we go to a friend of mine's house, and it was a girl, and she was dating an older guy. She was like 18, 19. Her boyfriend happened to be 24, 25.
I was
going to
say over 23.
Older guy. And so it's about 3, 4 in the morning, and I go, hey, buddy. I go, I need you to do me a favor. He's like, what's that? I go, we got like $150 worth of champagne buried in the snow behind Kroger.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? I go, this lady was being a bitch, called the cops on us. I go, I need to go get it, but I can't go get it. I'm 18, and so are my friends. So I need someone that's over 21 to go with me. In case we get in trouble, we can just say it's your stuff.
Yeah.
And he looks at me, and he's like, all right, let's go get it.
Yeah.
So
he, I would go.
Yeah, he's just like, whatever. So he just hops in. We go get it. And it's just me and him. And I get out and I dig. And by then, the snow had kind of iced up a little bit. So it wasn't comfortable digging.
Yeah, hard digging.
But I dig it out. And, you know, there's like 6 bags of champagne. Throw it in the trunk. We take his car back to his girlfriend's house. Transfer the stuff into my car, which is all the way on the other side of town again. And then make the way home. And then we ended up having the New Year's party with all of the champagne. And it actually was kind of a crazy party. At this party, my friend, who was my partner in crime for the whole ordeal, gets a girl to mess around with him. We were in college at the time. Gets a girl who's in college to mess around with him by telling her that he is like 6 years older than he really is.
Wow.
He was like 15, told her that he was 21, and he gets this 18-year-old chick to mess around with him in his bedroom.
That's funny.
Yeah, but everyone was drunk on champagne.
I got a question for
you.
This 23-year-old, 24-year-old boyfriend that drove you over there or went with you, he didn't ask for a cut? There was no stipulation upon leaving, like, I'll go, but you gotta give me some this,
no,
that.
No, he didn't, and he was and is an incredibly genuinely nice guy. I actually saw him a couple of years ago.
I like it, because, like I've known dudes that are like, yeah, I'll go with you, but what are you gonna do for me, kind of a thing.
No, he was just a nice guy, a really, really stand-up guy. And I bumped into him a couple of years ago. He was a bouncer at this bar.
Okay.
In a totally different town. It's like 2 hours, 2.5, 3 hours away from where I live currently, where we lived at the time, too. And I was just like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, nah, what's going on? So it was a good little deal. But yeah, I don't even know if he remembers that. I should have talked to him about it.
Yeah, that's funny.
But that is one of my most eventful New Year's story. Burying the alcohol behind the Kroger's after the sales clerk gets a hair up her ass and calls the police on me. And then going back and getting it at 4 a.m. Digging through the snow. Could you imagine if you lived in one of those houses? You see a car pull up at 11, or a truck pull up at 11 o'clock. These kids hop out. They do something behind the truck. You can't tell what. Then they leave.
Yep.
And then 4 a.m. a car pulls up very quietly. And then there's just snow being dug, and then you hear the bags and the bottles hitting each other as they get put into a trunk.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I've heard stories about, you know, people, like guys that go out to the country, that, like, I grew up in the country, the guys that would go out, you know, further into the country, and the deep ditches out there, they have, and the culverts.
Yeah, oh yeah.
In the wintertime, they'll stick like a cooler or just something out there, and they'll put their booze out there so they can go out. Wives don't know they got the booze, and they can just drink. How stupid are these wives, first of all? Or do they not? Do they? They gotta know.
How big of an alcoholic do you have to be hiding your booze in the culvert?
Oh, I know people that... Oh, yeah, they hide it out there. And that's what they do. They go out there by themselves, and they just drive around.
And drink.
Drive the country roads and just drink by themselves. It's depressing. But I know that, like, there are some places, and I don't know what the places are, but I've heard stories and whatever, that, you know, if you go to this spot, you know, Joe Bob, he's always got a six-pack there. And you can steal it, and people do steal it, but that's the way she
goes. That's the risk of the game.
But, that's wild. I don't think I have ever, since I was 21, purchased alcohol for anyone under 21. However, when I was under 21, I made my older sister and her, like, boyfriends or whatever buy me stuff all the time.
You made them buy you booze,
I had a friend, though, when we were in high school, he worked at the liquor store. He wasn't 21. He just worked at the liquor store. And you could just go in there and take whatever you wanted.
Wow.
And I remember I went in there one time.
Just take booze?
Oh, yeah, just walk out.
Wow.
He said they didn't do inventory because the turnover was so high, and there were no cameras, so just take what you want. So, like, there was one time, I was in junior college, and I went to this party with some people I kind of knew, and I wanted to make a good impression, but I also wanted enough to drink. And these parties were sort of a BYOB, and sometimes there would be a keg, but whatever. So I remember I was like, well, what am I going to bring to this party? So I got a fifth of Bacardi Cyclone. Have you ever had that?
I don't think so.
It's rum. It's tequila spiked with rum, or rum spiked with
tequila.
Well,
Bacardi's a rum, so right. It's probably a rum spiked with tequila. Okay.
It's awful.
It didn't
absolutely
sound
awful.
Like it would be good.
But, like, I was a kid, I remember seeing an ad in a magazine for it, like Maxim or something, and I'm like, this has got two types of booze.
Cyclone.
Awesome. Cyclone. Yeah. Young guy thinking like tornado.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a madman.
There's going to be a flurry of panties dropping in a cyclical fashion around me when I get them all this.
Right. Yeah. I got a bottle of that. I got a bottle of orange UV vodka, and I got a bottle of Seagram's VO, because I did some reading on alcohol, and they seemed to like the VO, and a Gatorade. I go to this party.
One Gatorade.
Go to this party, and it was like sitting around the campfire kind of party. Great time, but this was the most hardcore I ever was. I tried the Cyclone, didn't like it, set it down. But I would drink right out of the bottle of the VO, put the cap on, chase it with the orange UV, and then chase that with the Gatorade.
Wow.
That was badass.
That's an odd combination of things.
I don't know how I got home, or if I slept there or what. I don't remember, but I remember having a killer time.
Yeah. I had fun at that first champagne party that I had. I fingered my recent girlfriend in my friend's bed. Which
That's
I,
big when yeah, you're young.
Waterbed, by the way.
Nice.
And I remember thinking, like, well, that's kind of an interesting thing to do. You know,
yeah, I've never done anything on a waterbed.
Yeah.
I remember, like, when you're a kid and you're just getting booze, you'll just take whatever.
Mm-hmm.
First time I got drunk was on Ice House and Jim Beam. There was this girl I kind of liked, and we were going shot for shot of Jim Beam. And it's nasty now. It was nastier then.
It's got a weird sweetness to it.
Of all the whiskeys, I would probably not do Jim Beam.
People
over,
like it.
I don't. But, I just remember. And I had to end up holding her hair while she threw up. Got nothing out of it. But I was a good guy. But when you're young, you'll just drink whatever you can get your hands on, man.
Uh-huh.
I remember that big time. And then the next day, you wake up at a party or something, stumble over the fridge, pour yourself some OJ. OJ spiked. God damn.
That's terrible.
That's not a good deal.
My father would mix Gatorade and vodka.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do these workouts on my own in the summer when I was off of school. And I would be like running stairs, and then I would go shoot hoops for a while. But I would go like super hard, one on zero. But I'd have the imaginary defender out there, and I'd be playing ball in the driveway. And I'd do that for an hour, and it's 90 degrees, Illinois, super humid. And then I'd run steps up and down as fast as I could. The up, down, up, down, up, down. Okay. And one time I did all that, went in the house, and I saw a Gatorade, and I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah, you need a Gatorade.
Oh, I'm dripping with sweat. And so I grab that bastard, and I start chugging it. It's one of those 32-ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a good sixth of the way through it before I realize that it is burning my throat because it's already got the vodka mixed in with it. It was not what I needed at that point.
And
in time.
Dad's not mixing with Absolute.
No, it was probably like McCormick or
yeah.
Or
Dad's
something of
drinks
that sort.
The cheap stuff,
yeah.
You know. And that I wish I could. My grandpa, man, he drinks like. Old Sailor, you know, the low, or he drinks a lot of like scotch.
Is it
and
rum
stuff.
Or something?
No, I can't remember the name of the specific stuff that I saw the one time, but it's just old, just cheapest scotch you can get in a plastic jug, mix it with some Sprite and drink it.
Yeah. It's a simple way.
Yeah. I'm sure it's fine if you know, you just do it.
Yeah.
But he could afford better stuff, doesn't give a shit. I like that.
Although, spending a lot of money on alcohol is a waste.
Oh, it's a huge waste.
Yeah.
But
very rarely, and we did a vodka taste testing, you and I, where we spent a lot of money on a bunch of different vodkas. At the end of it, we were just like, vodka's vodka.
Pretty much.
The only thing we didn't like was when they burned.
You're right.
And there were only a few that did that.
I remember, speaking of burning, I had a friend who was a bartender at like a college bar. And I went in there one night, and I was pretty drunk already. and I was being a little obnoxious. Every time she would make Long Islands, and when she made Long Island, she'd take two bottles in each hand, two fifths, flip them upside down, and just pour all so four alcohols.
Four bottles going at once.
Yeah, damn. Into a thing.
Damn.
And so every time she'd do that, I'd be like, ha ha, hey, Jenny. And I'd turn my head upside down, put my head on the bar, like, just pour it in my mouth. Which wouldn't be a good idea because, like, a Long Island can be good.
Yeah.
But not when it's just the four straight up alcohol.
No, you need the mix.
Well, eventually she kind of got sick of my little joke, yeah. You know? I can wear people thin when I'm buzzed and I think I got something that's funny. I'll just do it over and over. And so she goes, turn around. I go, what? She's like, turn around. I go, really? She goes, yeah, do it. I put my head on the bar and she takes this McCormick vodka, which is what she was making the Long Islands with, and just fills my mouth with it, and I should have thrown up, I should have spit it out, but it would be rude because I've been being a jerk.
Yeah,
all
you
night,
gotta
you
take
know?
It now.
And I just and like sweated for a little while and then let it settle and went back to my merry ways, but that was not a good idea.
Done fucking around.
Yeah, I didn't make that joke anymore.
You done learned your lesson, boy.
Because you don't, like, the shot made in your mouth, even if it's got a mixer, sounds like a good idea. But you have to do the mixing with your mouth.
And you have to taste the base liquor the entire time. Right. Which is not really... That's why shots are shots.
It's pre-made.
They go down quick.
It's pre-made. Yeah, exactly. It doesn't sit there and then you swallow. Well, anyway, I know my lesson was learned now, but wasn't the most healthy choice. And we talked about New Year's and we talked about health.
Yeah.
And I'd like to bring this over to a little conversation I had recently with my father.
Okay.
Did he make
a resolution this year?
He didn't make a resolution, but he was informing me the other day. We're just kind of standing around, I don't know, looking at each other or whatever, killing time for the day. And he goes, yeah, your mom, through work, she could get like a cheaper health insurance. I got to go online, fill out the survey and whatever, and then we can get the cheaper insurance. So I go on and I do this little like test. And it's out of 1,000 points, right?
Okay.
Well, I got 48. And 1,000 is good. Like, 1,000 is the best you can get.
So, perfect score is 1,000. Your father got a 48.
48 out of 1,000.
What was your reaction?
I was like, disbelief. Like, wait a minute. Like, 480? You know, because I'm reasonable.
Like 48%.
48% would be good. But no, the number 48
wow.
out of 1,000. How ridiculous is that?
Does your father just drink bacon lard?
No.
Like, you know, does he take a scoop of bacon lard and put it in a cup of coffee that's already half full of sugar in the morning?
My dad is not crazy healthy.
You've called him chubby before
he's
on
chubby.
The podcast.
He is chubby.
Okay.
And he's always been chubby, except for, you know, in his 20s, he was, like, rail thin. But, you know, he goes on a bike ride almost every day, you know?
He does.
Yeah.
Really?
Almost every day. Like, when the weather's crummy, he doesn't go. But mm-hmm. then he walks on the treadmill.
Okay.
You know, he walks.
So he exercises every day.
He does some exercise. Wow. It's not vigorous.
Right.
But yeah, he does that.
Actually, I just heard the other day that you're better off doing like 10 to 30 minutes of vigorous exercise than you are doing an hour of nonchalant stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. What he's doing, he's not really burning much calories, but he's moving, so I'll give him that.
Okay.
And yeah, he does that. He eats a relatively decent breakfast, like a piece of toast with some peanut butter and honey on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing crazy. Nothing like, it's not like he's eating cereal. You know, cereal's got to be worse than that. You know, but he's not the best eater in the world, but I eat about the same as he does. But he was saying, you know, never been to the doctor to have a prostate exam, doesn't have blood work done regularly, this, that, and the other.
So they probably scored him real low because he's not pre-screened for things.
For a lot of things. Yeah. That's what he was thinking. But still.
A 48 out of 1,000 is bad.
What's that as a percent?
It's about 5% probably.
5%.
So imagine you take any test and you get 5 of every 100 right.
That's, you're not going to move on to college or first grade or any other grade. You're not moving anywhere.
You're not going anywhere with 5 out of 100.
You're going to the remedial class, buddy.
Yeah. Or if I had my way, straight to a sweatshop in China.
Yeah.
5 out of every 100, you ain't gonna make it, buddy. Sorry.
No. Yeah, exactly.
They actually should kill your dad.
If if it's a concentration camp, straight to the oven.
Yeah. Yeah,
straight
you're no good
oven.
For labor, buddy.
No, you are not fit.
Too many chocolates, chubby.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I just thought that was wild. 48.
That's insane to get 48 out of 1,000. I mean, on anything.
Assume like you're playing a video game and you have 1,000 points of health and you're down to 48. You're taking that health potion
right
or whatever you can yeah. because you are almost done. Like, you're yeah. lucky if you don't die, you know?
To think about the scale even going to 1,000 rather than 100 and then to get a 48 makes it even worse.
Oh. 48 out of 100 is pretty bad.
It's, yeah. I mean, still, it's one out of every two, right, roughly.
Yeah.
48 out of 1,000, one would think you'd be dead.
Well, yeah, absolutely. He's probably dead, actually.
Yeah.
He's probably just kind of, like, living out the residuals of his last heartbeat or something. Yeah,
well, your body's like 90% bacteria anyhow, right?
Yeah.
So maybe the bacteria are just keeping him going.
It's like, yeah, he's
got some good bacteria.
Prokaryotic, yeah. That could be the amoeba.
Yeah. Well, hopefully your dad's around to enjoy a good chunk of the new year. And maybe next year his resolution will be to be healthier and get pre-screened for some things.
Pre-screened.
Yeah, perhaps.
I don't think he's looking forward to the old finger up the rectum. But to be fair, I poop out things bigger than a finger.
Yeah.
Almost every time I poop.
Out, though. Out.
I get you can't see me shrugging, but I'm shrugging. It's yeah. not good pod, but still. I'm giving that, but still.
And you got a whatevs look on your face.
Yeah, like
you're not scared of a finger going in the ass.
Listen, a little digit drop by the doc, yeah. the MD, no biggie.
I've had it done before.
Have you?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
It wasn't pleasant.
Really?
No.
I thought it'd be pleasant. I didn't think it'd be pleasant, but I didn't think it'd be like that crazy.
It was very cold.
Ooh, cold.
Very cold.
Cold inside your body.
Yep.
Like if you drink a cold liquid and you can feel it on the inside, like sometimes that's good because it's refreshing. But the other way.
I had it done as like a physical type of thing. And it was bad times. I didn't even really know what was happening. I was just a young pup.
Well, since we're on the subject of cold and that. This wasn't something I had thought about talking about, but we've ended up at this point, so I'm going to bring it up. Butt chugging.
Okay. Like putting alcohol in your
in
butt.
In the rectum. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, well, just butt chugging
is
funny.
The name is a funny thing.
Yeah, to say butt chugger. But butt chugging.
The fact that it's such a, like, I don't know if it's so common, but it's talked about so much, at least in the media, that I can just say butt chugging and you know what I'm talking about.
We latch onto the outliers in the media a lot.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone that's ever done it?
No, not that's ever fessed up.
Right. And I know alcoholics.
That must be the worst thing in the world. Think of, and I don't know about the sensitivities of the inside of the anus, but think about the burn in your throat.
Yeah.
I know I don't feel my throat 90% of the time.
And your throat can handle stuff.
It's kind of built to have things passed
down.
You
eat spicy foods and things like
yeah,
that.
I eat wings. My throat isn't on fire.
Right.
I've never complained about that unless it's a sore throat situation. But vodka and things like that will burn the throat. Could you imagine?
The anus.
Wow!
Yeah, for a minute I thought it might be refreshing, like a little Gold Bond. You know, a nice cool breeze. But now you bring up a good point. It would probably burn because that's what alcohol does.
I can
imagine. You put alcohol on a cut, it's going to burn.
And how are you getting it there? Because it's not tampons. Like somebody's like, oh, really? That's
yeah,
what they do?
Tampons is what I heard.
Hmm.
You soak a tampon in vodka, shove the tampon up, and then you're getting drunk.
Listen,
super
I'm not
quick.
Shoving. I gently insert.
Okay, whatever you want to call it. But I'm pretty sure that's how you do it.
Wow.
Hey, good news for Tampax. They should, capitalism at its finest, Tampax should make a tampon specifically for butt chugging.
Yeah.
And it's already loaded with your favorite liquor.
Yeah.
You just pop it out. Oh, it's nice and moist already.
And it's got something in it to make your farts smell good.
Oh, that'd be nice. Can you even fart with a tampon in?
I haven't worked that out.
Yeah. But look into that, Tampax. The butt chugger.
They're listening. Yeah, the butt chugger.
The butt chugger. This is capitalism at its finest. If there is a demand, it will be bought.
There's She's a Pearl Girl, right? That whole...
Is that a tampon?
The Pearl tampon.
Yeah.
What can they do for booze? You know? I don't think this
Wild Boy.
The Wild Boy.
The Wild Boy.
That's got
boy.
Some gay connotations, but sticking anything up your butt
makes
is
you a Wild Boy.
Makes you, yeah, you're a Wild Boy, yeah. Yeah, so. Huh. Well, now you know how to do it.
Yeah, if you weren't familiar with butt chugging, thanks to number three, you now know.
I guess the positive of that is your only mixer needs to be water if you're going to thin it out at all.
Yeah, it's troublesome because you get so much into you so quick because you're absorbing it rather than digesting it. I think people have OD'd doing it.
I'm sure.
That's how it became newsworthy.
Well, I'll tell you what, they can win a Darwin Award and die before they have a chance to reproduce.
Yeah. Wait, you know what I was just thinking? Absorbing it, does that cut out the hangover and all that? Since you're not digesting it?
I don't think so.
Huh. Because that could be one plus for butt chugging.
A lot of the hangover comes from dehydration, which is going to happen from that direction anyway. Unless you chase it with just a straight up water enema. Because I think that would hydrate you.
So here we go. The butt chugger is a two pack.
Yeah. Yeah.
One salt water. And one's your vodka or whatever, you know?
Like those epoxy syringes that you could buy at the store, except you'd have one and then the other.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You go like, booze, woo,
yeah,
ooh, and then you go like...
That's a common reaction, I believe.
And then you give it a couple seconds to work its way in, and then the water. Kind of a rinse, kind of a soaker.
That'd be nice.
Rehydrates you, I think.
I might buy just the water packet and see what that was like.
You could just get an enema.
Yeah.
That's all it would be.
Right. I like the idea of doing stuff on my own, though.
Make your own enema. You got a turkey baster?
No.
Get one.
And then do what?
Well, if you buy a turkey baster, it doesn't come with the embarrassment of buying an enema.
Right.
You can pretend you're having a meal.
Yeah. Well, what do you do with it?
You shove it up there.
You gotta put it in your ass.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put it up past
the turkey baster.
Not the whole thing, just
okay.
It's a graduated size, okay. So it'll work its way, you know. Stick it up there. Give her a squeeze. I don't know.
I don't think that would do anything.
If you try the turkey baster method, give us an email.
Yep. Hit us up on Twitter. Quick Fast Cast.
Yeah.
And we're now available on Stitcher, if you haven't noticed. Hit us up on our blogspot, quickfastcast.blogspot.com, or listen to us on Stitcher, which is an app for your mobile phones, Android, and iPhone devices, and listen to more great things about butt chugging.
Yeah.
And New Year's stories.
Yeah, and 5% left of your health.
There you go. Yeah, that's a tough one to deal with.
I wish I was good with CGI stuff. I'd like computer animate my dad and then have a health bar with 5%. Like a beating heart. Like, you better take your potion now.
At 5%, it would just be the heart telling you needed to do something. Yeah.
Or like if you were playing Legend of Zelda, it would just be the empty hearts blinking.
Yep. Nice Zelda reference.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to go out, brother.
I'd say that's the way she goes.
I would say that's the way we go.
Hey. All right. Thanks for listening.
It's been real. And remember,
you do what the fuck you gotta do.
And if there's no victim, there's no crime.
Holla. Listening to rap. Rap music is my religion. Amen.
What I say might save a life. What I speak might save the street. I ain't got no instruments, but I got my hands and feet. Hands on clapping, feet on tap. LB beats to make that slap. And I ride them with my raps. And they all tight as my naps. And my naps is all I got. And it's beautiful evidence.
Could you imagine
the anus?
Wow.